I'm Mike McCurdy, a diversity trainer, says it's very difficult to get people to overcome their implicit biases. Diane Sanchez is this year's speaker at the YWCA Women of Distinction Awards next week. Sanchez tells GLT's Judy Valente about her work as vice president in charge of diversity for American Airlines right after 9/11. She had to help airline workers overcome fear of Middle Eastern and Muslim passengers, and she says her work life changed forever that day.
Everybody was on lockdown, so when we got into the office, of course, all my staff was very, what are we going to do? People are calling. If you're answering phones and people are asking who are on the planes, what's going to happen? You just don't know. So, because we didn't know, at least at that point. I had about a 250 staff, because we were responsible for the benefits, the training, everything but labor. You know, everything that touches an employee's life.
What were the main duties that you had at that time? What were you needing to do for your company?
The first thing was really trying to find out what the benefits were and all the beneficiaries of the individuals on the plane. And then the training, when everything was grounded, when we started back up, we needed to have security in place. So, you know, there was no TSA.
Transportation Safety Administration, which was established after this tragedy.
Correct. And so all the airlines were then responsible for screening passengers and making sure that nothing unsafe was going to go onto the planes. And then for the flight attendant, we were starting to train them on self-protection, what to do in case somebody overthrows the plane like that. It was chaotic, and so we had to come up with our own direction of how to protect passengers.
I've seen some of your writings about that particular time in your life. You write about having to rebuild community and rebuild trust. In what way were you doing that?
Rebuilding the community. Obviously, people didn't trust to come and fly with us. And the other thing is trusting our employees of color. So on planes, pilots and flight attendants who had been obviously very concerned about not only fellow employees of certain colors or national origin, as well as passengers. And so we did diversity training about different religions, different ethnicities. And so that was rebuilding the culture within American.
What specifically did you do in the trainings to build that trust toward people who were different?
You know, we talked about subconscious biases and how they are formed. You know, this was a significant life event, and many individuals consciously or subconsciously had anxiety and even fear or anger towards those individuals. And I really relied on our Muslim group to help us to educate people that not all Muslims are terrorists. That took huge courage because there was anger and all the things that you talk about. And I just was very grateful to them because, you know, Muslims aren't fanatics, and these folks were fanatics.
Now, the YWCA's mission here in McLean County is to end racism and to promote community. What can the folks here in McLean County learn from your experience at American Airlines?
Eliminating racism is a really tough thing to do because of the subconscious biases. I'll be honest, too. When I see somebody in a hijab or dressed, it immediately hits me.
You're talking about the hijab, the Muslim head covering.
Correct. It immediately hits me. That is a form of racism. And so for all of us, whether it was 9/11 or something in the childhood, and how you were raised and what your parents said about certain individuals, you have to become aware of where that comes from and constantly, consciously, and I still do it now, consciously think that is not a terrorist. And that's what they deal with every day. And same with African Americans and Hispanics. It's how people were raised or a significant event or what they learned from their parents or their friends. And just being aware of that is the start of eliminating racism.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Judy Valente. Diane Sanchez is a human resources consultant. She'll also be the keynote speaker at this year's Women of Distinction Awards Dinner sponsored by the YWCA of McLean County. Are there specific steps that you recommend for us to rid ourselves or at least keep in check our implicit biases?
I believe in training and making people aware that that's what's within them. And it is, I mean, when I do training, diversity training, I talk about subconscious biases and have them write down childhood things that either happened to them or parental things. So I'll be real honest, in the Hispanic community, there was a huge bias towards African Americans. My father couldn't stand African Americans.
That's your background, Latina American.
Yeah. And my father kept saying horrible, horrible things about the African American community. And so, you know, that was ingrained in me. But as I became older and, you know, really got to know the African Americans, and I ended up dating one, which set him like off the, you know, I thought he was going to tell me never to come home again. But I think it's really learning about that culture that you've had biases of and getting to know their, you know, value system. I mean, I literally was afraid of African Americans because of what my father said. I overcame that by understanding and learning about the African American community and how fantastic they are. Mm-hmm. And their sense of family and commitment towards each other, and, you know, making friends with them, because I did not want to be like my father. I did not want to be a racist.
There's probably no substitute for building those kinds of relationships, interpersonal relationships, and for personal dialogue.
Yes, and you're right. I mean, when 9/11 happened, I sat with my Muslim employee resources group and said, help me understand, help me learn what the terrorists, why are they different than you all? And it was religious fanaticism and a deep hatred for Americans, and understanding, really educating me from that perspective, and, you know, learning the history, understanding all of that. That really helped me to get over biases. But, you know, it's still one of those things, you know, a gut reaction, even a gut reaction for African Americans because of what my father continually said. And so I have to, in my mind, and I talk about this in training, you have a gut reaction because of your subconscious bias, either family members or whatever happened to you. And then you have to work it out and say, okay, that's not all people. And I know in my culture, people have a gut reaction to Latinos. And I really go out of my way to educate or befriend them and explain, you know, the culture and what it is, what we stand for in our value system. So eliminating racism is, you know, I think it's a hard thing. I think it's always going to be a hard thing for anybody.
But you have hope.
I do. I do have hope.
You're the keynote speaker of the upcoming event, sponsored by the YWCA here every year, the Women of Distinction Awards. What's your main message? What do you want the folks to take away from your talk?
That every position that you have, you can be a individual that can give back to the community. That you can promote, you know, peace and dignity for all by your volunteerism. that you can share yourself and bring your experiences to others.
You left American Airlines sometime after the events of 9/11/2001. What kind of work are you doing now?
I'm a human resources professional for small to medium-sized businesses. What that means is some companies do not have an HR department, so I kind of serve as their HR department. They call me whenever they need something, but I primarily do a lot of training around diversity to those small and medium-sized companies. And the reason is because large companies have done their trainings, but the small to medium-sized companies, which is probably 75% of United States, works for a small company, smaller or medium, and they haven't had the benefit of training. So I teach communication training. I teach diversity, which includes subconscious biases and how to try to eliminate that and how to develop their workforce in, you know, drive for results, performance training, which is what I really love.
Diane Sanchez is the founder and CEO of DAS HR Consulting and Sanchez and Associates. She will be the keynote speaker at this year's Women of Distinction Awards dinner sponsored by the McLean County YWCA. Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
Diane Sanchez is speaking at the YWCA Women of Distinction Awards dinner next week at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Normal. 45 women have been nominated as 2018 Women of Distinction, and 8 will be chosen to receive the award. You're listening to Sound Ideas.